Let's build success together.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. An investigation ordered by the Uvalde, Texas City Council clears local police of wrongdoing in their response to the deadly 2022 shooting at Robb Elementary. And that was not what Kimberly Mata Rubio wanted to hear.
Shame on y'all. You said that they did it in good faith. You call that good faith? They stood there 77 minutes and waited.
Her child was one of the 19 students, along with two teachers who were killed when a former student opened fire. President Biden will focus on his vision for a second term when he delivers his State of the Union address tonight. The House passed a bill which would require federal authorities to detain undocumented immigrants who are accused of theft. An investigation into the 2021 Florida condo collapse, which killed 98, says the pool deck is still likely where it started. This is ABC News. Authorities in Texas say a mom went too far when trying to help her son fight a school bully.
On Monday, Jennifer Lynn Rossi's 10-year-old son had his sports drink taken away by an 11-year-old. She didn't get mad. Sheriff's deputies in San Antonio say she got even. She admitted to mixing lemon juice, vinegar, salt, and Gatorade in a sports bottle and telling her son to give it to the classmate who had stolen his drink the day before. Soon after consuming the concoction, the boy experienced nausea and a headache and was taken to a hospital. Although the drink was non-toxic, Rossi was booked on a charge of injury to a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Late credit card payments are at their highest level since 2011. That's according to the latest FDIC quarterly banking profile. Social media star Jake Paul will fight former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, July 20th. Netflix will stream the bout between the 27-year-old professional and the retired 57-year-old. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyson Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125 85-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Gotta go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in. Play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
That matters.
98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing another time. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand
fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. Talk away, cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, cause man, you never know. If you got a chance,
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
This is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the true love, should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us.
Indeed it is. Thank you, Bailey. Bailey Zimmerman with Where It Ends on 98Q Country. We had Travis Denning a moment ago with After a Few, and Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen cooperated to start that three in a row with Mamaw's House. More country music coming up in just a moment on 98Q Country. But first, if you're like me, you've ran into things that every once in a while are clearly those sorts of things where, boy, there's no way that enough people know about this. There's a list of people who should know about this. There's a list of people who do, and the wrong list is longer. One of those things, when I ran into it, was the Stockbox program. It's a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and the nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. The monthly package includes cheese, canned fruit, canned veggies, juice, cereal, canned and dry milk, peanut butter, canned meat, canned soup, rice, instant potatoes, or pasta. You may qualify, of course, if you're over 60 years or older and you have a household income per month that falls within certain guidelines. For more information on those guidelines or about the Stockbox program in general, or to volunteer your time, your funds, or some other way perhaps you know you can help the Stockbox program, contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us. Thank you so much to the Stockbox program for everything they do. If you and your nonprofit organization need help spreading the word about a community event or service that you offer, let us know here at 98Q Country. WCQM@civicmedia.us is a great email address, or give us a call during normal Monday to Friday business hours, 715-762-3221. Country music coming down the pipe. Got just a little bit of time left with you here today before I have to say goodbye and give the mic to Brian Curry. Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown will be up for the next three in a row with Thank God. Aaron Tippin and Old Dominion, with Megan Maroney's help, will round it out. here on 98.3 FM WC.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvements. Valid through 4-3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Get ready for slam dunks and victory cheers. Bob and Sharon of Villa Realty are cheering on the Winter Warriors in their tournament journey. Big shout out to their great-grandson, Carter Pettit, rocking the court as number 21. Congrats on the winning season. For all of your property needs, trust Biller Realty, your go-to in Winter, Wisconsin. Check out their listings at BillerRealty.com, a proud sponsor of Winter High School Basketball on 98Q Country. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Winter Electric proudly salutes the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an outstanding season. Best of luck on your tournament journey from our team of expert electrical contractors offering a spectrum of home and emergency services. As family-owned and operated business, Winter Electric is honored to sponsor this live broadcast of Winter Warrior Tournament Play on 98.3 FM. Visit us on Turcotte Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Let's electrify the court together.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, featuring the Winter Boys Basketball in sectional basketball play. And all of today's action is brought to you by Top Design Hair Salon, by Lakewood Cafe, also brought to you by the Winter Cooperative, by Dave Cecil Builders, by Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating, by Winter Electric, also brought to you by Thompson Excavating, Biller Realty, TP Land Services, J&A Construction, and by the Blind Pig, and also brought to you by our year-long sports sponsors, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Brandy Lake BP. In just a moment, we'll chat with the coaches and then head on out for all the exciting action. Stay tuned.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandy, a proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune into 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson, Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Celebrate the Winter Warriors basketball team at the Blind Pig on South Main Street in Winter. The Blind Pig proudly sponsors our hometown team. Congratulations to the Warriors for their dedication and hard work. After the game, swing by the Blind Pig and celebrate responsibly. Indulge in our refreshing drinks and quality Blind Pig atmosphere. Join Troy and the team in supporting the Warriors and enjoy the best of Winter, Wisconsin at the Blind Pig on South Main Street. Go Warriors!
Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank proudly salute the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an amazing season. Keep those victories coming in tournament play. We're your one-stop shop for groceries and hardware, conveniently located on South Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Honored to sponsor this special tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country, Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank, supporting our community on and off the court.
And we've got us Curtis DeCora. He is the assistant coach there at the Winter School. And head coach is Coach Hatamaki. So, Coach DeCora, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. You bet. Let's talk a little. This has been quite a season for you guys. What a fun team you guys are to watch. Talk about when you and Coach Hatamaki, when you took over the program a couple years ago. Talk about kind of what your philosophy was going in and what led to this abrupt turnaround in the Winter program. So talk about that first week or two when you guys took over and kind of what you were thinking and working toward with this program.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a big believer. I've been coaching for 15 years on and off varsity level. I do off-season training. I run a basketball club out of the Hayward area. So I've been around the game for quite a while. One of the biggest, I guess, areas that I felt needed the most development in northern Wisconsin was the skill development. So anything from, you know, the pivot foot, the passing, catching, finishing, ball handling, you name it. It was just the skill is so lacking. So, you know, that was my first priority was let's place a really strong emphasis on helping these athletes develop as much skill as possible in the first year. You know, wins and losses, whatever comes our way, but we're just going to really place a very strong emphasis on skill development, the ability to shoot, pass, catch. And another side too was, you know, the style of play. It's very slow. You know, a lot of teams, you know, like to pass the ball. They get about 40 possessions a game, and everyone plays the same style. So, you know, we just didn't want to be another team that, you know, ran the same style, but just not as good as another team next to us. So I said, let's speed this thing up, Let's get up to 80 possessions if we can. We do average 83 possessions a game now, so we were able to accomplish that, but it was just taking the mold, breaking it, and doing something much different, which, you know, we really don't see in these parts of northern Wisconsin. So that was really our true goal. Another goal that isn't talked about very much is the fact that, you know, the season belongs to the players. The team belongs to the players. You know, I often, you know, I'm around the game enough where I see coaches kind of place their goals on the players. Whereas I said, you know, what do you guys want to do? And, you know, last year they came off of, you know, multiple 3-win seasons. And I said, no, realistically, what do you guys want to accomplish this year? And they made it abundantly clear. They said, you know, 12 wins would be very nice. Win one playoff game. And, you know, if we can implement the system, we'd like to score about 60 points. So we finished the year last year with 13 wins. We won our first playoff game. And we did average 70.2 by the end of the year. So, you know, accomplishing some of those goals that they set for them was really a big deal for me, and making sure that me and Coach Automaki, that the players are steering the ship. So that was something I think, you know, creating that sense of ownership that really drives a lot of these goals.
Right. Well, there's been talk the past few years about implementing a shot clock into high school basketball. Are you guys in Winter aware that they did not implement that shot clock? Because I watched a film of your game yesterday, Coach. You play the game like there's a 12-second shot clock. It's, you get up and down the court.
Yeah, we've heard about that. I've been going around a little bit. Oddly enough, you know, it is part of our philosophy. We do practice with an 8-second shot clock. So, you know, it's just something that I wanted ingrained in the boys' mind is, you know, when we get up the floor, it's not about thinking, it's about reacting to the situation. And it's funny that you mentioned that, but yeah, we practice with an 8-second shot clock.
Well, it's got to be so much fun for players like you've got some good 3-point shooters, but Norski has had a record-setting year. It's got to be, like you said earlier, changing that philosophy of, oh, should I shoot, to, well, if I'm open, I know I'm shooting, right?
That's correct. You know, for at least for me, you know, I see some of these teams and, you know, they don't have the skill set yet or maybe the ability to play at a faster pace. So when we do play at a faster pace and they start thinking, you know, I see a lot of turnovers come from that. You know, some teams try to implement this new style of play where it's really fast and run and gun style, and kids get to thinking and they turn the ball over. So it's kind of comical, but last year with the group we had, I said, don't think, if you're open, shoot it. I'd rather have you shoot the ball and us have an opportunity at an offensive rebound than turn it over. So we still live with that, but we're getting much better at taking shots where we're comfortable and we've practiced them. And but yeah, that's really a thing, is, you know, we'd rather take that shot than turn the ball over and give it back to the opponent.
Yeah, and you've got a player that is averaging, what, close to 23 rebounds a game, because with that many possessions, of course, Coach, comes the opportunity to not only defensive rebound, but to offensive rebound also. So that's quite a year. I don't know what Gunner officially ended up as rebounds per game, but that's a crazy number, isn't it?
It definitely is. He's at about 20.6 right now. At the time of the Wisp Sports article that they wrote, he was up to 22.8. He had a couple 33 back-to-back games. And it is, you know, he's not doing anything special. It's just attributed to the style and the pace that we play at. I've had multiple people reach out and ask after that article, like, what are you doing differently? It's actually nothing. We just have almost twice the possession. So if your guy's averaging 11 rebounds a night, that's where he would be at 40 possessions. You know, so we're not doing anything special.
Yeah. Well, your team averages we're looking at about 82 points a game. You've hit the century mark four different times. And we're going to talk about your opponent on Thursday, because you're going to play a pretty good defensive team on Thursday. But that has to be a lot of fun for your bigger guys like Carter Pettit, the 6'6" guy, to know that the shot's going up early, and if I work hard, I know that these rebounds are going to be interesting, because we three-pointers lead to interesting rebounds. They usually don't end up right around the basket, do they? They lead to a kind of a spraying of rebounds, don't they?
Right, yes, correct.
And they've been able to benefit on that. And Carter has benefited on that and others too. And your philosophy, do you guys full court press the whole game? I watched some of your film, or do you do it sporadically, or do you like to extend the floor the whole game?
We like to extend the floor the whole game. Like I had mentioned earlier, the disparity of skill level in northern Wisconsin is pretty low. So we want to exploit that as much as possible. So if we've got a team of rotation of seven and only one can handle the ball, then we're going to see a pretty successful night. If you've got two or three, then we're going to cause some chaos, but eventually we're going to get to those two players that can't handle the ball very well. So that's kind of been a philosophy for us, is making sure that we're going to challenge each player on the floor that's one of our opponents, is can they handle the ball? Then show it to us. Otherwise, we're going to trap you. We're going to press you the whole game.
Right. We're with one of the assistant coaches for Winter Boys basketball team, Curtis DeCora. They're going to be in action Thursday. We'll talk about that game in just a little bit here. You were hit by the flu bug and COVID, it sounds like, a little earlier in the year. Your record is at 20-7, and I'm believing that record probably would have been even better than that had you not had that stretch of illness in there, but everybody hopefully is healthy now.
They are. We're healthy now. We've got a few bangs and bruises, but we did hit a 5-game losing streak, which, oddly enough, that's kind of where everyone was sick with some type of bug, and they didn't want to, step aside or take a game off. So they played through some of that, whatever was allowable. But we obviously weren't at full strength. So we know that, we're 20-7, but we know internally that, we should have been, 24-2 or something right now, 23-4, or, a much better record, maybe even a higher seed.
I would like to have seen the look on some of the kids' faces, Coach, when you announced to them that we're going to get that ball up the floor, and if you're open, shoot it. We're going to hit that 8-second shot clock in practice. Some of those kids' eyes must have just lit up, and I'm sure that inspired them probably to go home and just practice, firing threes. There had to have been a glow in some of those players' eyes, Coach, when you talked about that with them.
Yeah, there definitely was. There was actually some resistance as well, just because, you go home and your parents are like, well, that's not how you play the game. And, you gotta move the ball around, look for the best shot. We shoot. I still, to this day, tell the kids, I firmly believe, and I talk to a lot of coaches, I firmly believe we shoot the most in practice. And so not just off season, but in practice. I said, we shoot the most probably in any team in the state of Wisconsin. So if you're open, let that thing go. I mean, you've practiced it enough. You've had, almost 8, maybe even 10,000 reps here just in season. So if you're open, take that shot. So it's, yeah, and that's why we implemented the 8-second shot clock. It wasn't to, make the kids believe that we're going to play like this. And it's not very pretty, but, when we get into the game and we're in the first 12, maybe 15 seconds, we'll find a good look. But at that 8-second mark is, you're really pushing that thing up and your feet are set. At first they weren't, but now they are. Now they're driving. There's a sense of urgency, but yes, 100%. They kind of lit up once we played our first game last year. It was against Mellon. And we didn't play a lick of defense, but that gym was packed because it was like a layup drill. We'd take a layup, they'd take a layup. We'd shoot a three, they'd shoot a three. We ended up losing that game, but it was, I want to say it was 92-89, and that was the most, at least points on the scoreboard that Winter had saw in definitely over two decades.
Yeah, it's fun for the kids, that's for sure. 82 is what you average right around there per game this year. Well, let's talk about the game on Thursday, because you guys have Owen Withy down in Medford. And from looking at Owen Withy's games this year, they're a defensive team. They're almost the antithesis. They are the opposite of you, Coach. They play lower scoring games, so this will be the ultimate clash of a couple of different styles, won't it?
It will be. It will be. It definitely will be. We heard the same thing, from playing Hurley from playing Drummond, because I still firmly believe Drummond is one of the better defensive teams in the state. Just their style of play, they're really gritty, really physical. I know Owen Withy is a little longer. But, you know, we've got some big boys, you know. So yeah. Once we get that thing over half court, you know, we haven't been pressed all year. They've tried. There have been a few teams that have tried. And it's not that we're world beaters or anything. It's just our style of play is, if you're not conditioned and you're going to set up a press, you've got to be able to withstand that thing a little longer than 3-4 minutes. So we're pretty satisfied with where we are right now, and we're pretty satisfied with the matchup. It's not to say that, you know, we're going in as heavy favorites or anything. It's just with a clash of styles like this, I we're pretty comfortable with who we drew for the sectional semifinal. We know they do some really unique things that actually got them to where they are now. So we're really looking forward to this game on Thursday.
And for those younger kids listening, it's about shooting and stuff too, but the dedication to being in shape too, Coach, is very important for you guys too when you play at that pace, right?
It definitely is. You know, we've got, you know, some of our practices are end-to-end, you know, for 2 hours, we're moving the whole time. You know, we've got a basketball in our hand. We're using all that 84 feet or 82 feet of the floor. You know, we don't stand in line. Everything's moving the whole time. And we're always challenging them, too. So, you know, if we do a layup drill that's full court, you know, for 2 minutes, and, you know, they make 150 layups as a team, I would like to see them make 170 layups. So we always challenge them. We're increasing those numbers. Every one of our practice drills are timed. So we can see the progression by the end of the season. Here's where we started, here's where we are. So we do some things like that, and that keeps them pretty sharp, pretty challenging themselves at least.
Yeah. Got to be very exciting, not only just the season itself, Coach, but it has to be very exciting because the winter basketball program has not been good for a long time. So I'm sure there's like a sense of renewal within the community that you have to be feeling, right?
There is, yeah, and we feel it. We started seeing it a little bit last year. You know, we had a few games towards the end of the season where, you know, it might have been two days before the game or something, right? And we'd have a business owner come in and say, hey, we'd like to cover your team meal. Why don't you come over on Wednesday? So we do that and then take some pictures, put it on Facebook or something. And then we get two or three other businesses. Well, hey, I want to cook for you guys too. So towards the end of the season, you know, we were getting a lot of business support and we weren't really asking for it. They wanted to do that. They wanted to help and show that, hey, you know, we're happy for you guys. We're really satisfied with what you're doing and we support you.
Aim for victory and congrats to the winner Warriors boys basketball team on a winning season. Brought to you by Dave Cecil Builders from Birchwood, Wisconsin. As a second-generation company, we've been the region's premier builder for over 45 years. Trusted and true for all your building projects. Dave Cecil Builders is proud to sponsor this tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Let's build success together. From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry Run Trucking Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country. With locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin, count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court.
J&A Construction of the Ojibwa area is a proud supporter of the Winter Warriors basketball team and would like to congratulate the Warriors on a successful season. Go Warriors! From J&A Construction of Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Contact Josh and the team at J&A Construction for all of your contracting, construction, and remodeling needs by calling them at 715-558-5051. J&A Construction in Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Your proud hometown Winter Warriors sponsor.
Don Thompson and Sons Excavating in Winter, Wisconsin proudly supports the Winter Warriors boys basketball team. Congratulations on a stellar season and best of luck in the tournaments. With over 50 years of service to Sawyer County and the surrounding communities, we handle all your excavation needs from basements to septic systems, site development, gravel hauling, soil testing, and more. Find us on Thompson Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Catch tournament game coverage on 98Q Country, brought to you in part by Don Thompson and Sons Excavating.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Steve Peters here. We're in Medford, Wisconsin, and it is sectional semifinal action here tonight. And we're excited to cover the Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks. Steve, we haven't seen a team score 100 points like this four times in a season in a long time. Excited tonight here about the scoring output from these Winter Warriors. I think it's a little different competition here tonight against Owen Withy. They like to slow it down. But, man, Steve, let's talk a little bit about some of these scores here tonight.
Yeah, starting off on the Winter side of things, as you pointed out, they come in here scoring 81 points a game. Stark contrast on the other side of the ball here. We have Owen Withy coming in about 40 points a game, or 41, I believe it is. So it is like a battle of wills. Who is going to be able to control tempo? And, you know, you look at across the board here, a lot of scoring going on for the Winter Warriors. Gunnar Gruel coming in at about 21 points per game. Also 20 rebounds.
Crazy. And he has 5 assists to that, too, Steve.
This is a stat-stopping machine. So great player, great energy. You know, the tempo obviously helps amass some of those totals, but they want to get up and have about 80 possessions per game. They're going to run into a team here with Owen Withy. We saw covering the Phil Bloggers earlier this year down in Owen Withy. They are going to slow things down. They have got good length. They'll get in the passing lanes and create a lot of havoc for the Winter Warriors.
Yeah, and Owen Withy, a well-experienced team, you know, a good program over there. They know how to handle business. And like you said, I think the team here tonight that's able to control the tempo with such different contrasts of styles is going to be the one that comes out of with a win here. But on the season here tonight, Winter Warriors, Steve, coming out 20-7 on the season, 13-3 out of the Lakeland East Conference. Steve, they had a 5-game losing streak during a spell where they had a flu outbreak over there in winter. So we're told anyways. And they're in a 16-game win streak right now. But they came off of a win against Drummond in the regional final, 72-56. The Owen Withy Blackhawks coming out of this season, 18-9 on the season, 9-5 out of the Clover Belt East, averaging 41 points per game, half of what the Winter Warriors are. And they beat Rib Lake 45-43 in the regional finals. Steve, it's a playoff atmosphere right here. I mean, this reminds me of being in Prentice High School back in the 90s, jam-packed crowd, everything, you know, really tight here. You got the pep band playing. You know, just a great atmosphere here tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, for this winter team coming in, pretty senior-dominated. This is what you live for. All those years of grinding finally coming to fruition here in a big spot in sectional semis. The winner of this team, winner of this game is going to go on and face, let's see here, Solon Springs, number one, Solon Springs, or Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, which is on the other side of the section.
It's Solon Springs. We've heard such big things about them. Yep. They got some size over there, and you know, they've been one of the top teams in the state in Division Five for a while here, considered. So it's going to be a great sectional. This sectional here is. I'm excited. It's 2.5 minutes to go here tonight, Steve, before they get the action going. And you know, before we start here, I want to go over some of our high school sports sponsors, some of these new ones. In Winter, we're so happy to have you and bring this game here. Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter, Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and my favorite here, Steve, the Bling Pig of Winter. What a name we've got right there. Loving it. But we want to thank all of our high school sports sponsors bringing it. Hoping you guys are going to be able to hear us well. It's going to be loud over here, Steve. We've got the Owen Withy crowd right in front of us. They might hate us by the end of the night because I'm cheering Winter here tonight. I'm going to be real honest about that one.
Yeah, I want to also make a correction. I indicated to you earlier that Winter came in on a 16-game win streak. They actually did have one loss to the Drummond team at 19-8, quality opponent. Their one loss in that 16-game stretch. But they come in here hot.
And impressive. And then they avenged that win over Drummond in the playoffs in that final game. So this Winter team, they look good. They got some size. They got some length. And it's going to be a battle, just like you said, of who's going to control the tempo here tonight. And, you know, we've heard that Winter practices with an 8-second shot clock. How fun would that be? Good Lord, I would love to be playing over there and something like that. So some excitement here, a different style. You know, you get this small school like Winter making it this far. And, you know, we were talking about it before. We were wondering when, the last time Winter made a run like this. Some of you the viewers at home probably remember and can answer that yourself. They're going to go over the national anthem here momentarily, along with starting lineups. And we're going to stay right here, 98.3. Jeff Haken and Steve Peters bringing you the call here. We're excited here tonight. It is. It's packed. Everyone's on their feet here right now. And the national anthem in just a moment. Here we go. We got service members bringing the flag out like this, Steve. There we go. A wonderful job there by the Owen Withy Pep Band here. And the student sections are excited, ready to go for both teams. Our service members walking off of the court right now. And we're going to have our starting lineups here in just a moment. We'll see if it. All right, there we are. Just a moment, we're going to have our starting lineups, and you guys deal with us a little bit here. We got to put some of these names to faces down there. It's going to take us a little bit here. We're excited to get to know some of these Winter Warriors. And for Winter, they're going to be the visiting team here tonight in their red uniforms with black and white lettering. And number one, a junior, Adam Bednorski. Number 13, a senior, CJ Thompson. Number 15, a senior, Monte Caliander. Number 20, a senior, Gunnar Gruel. And a senior, number 21, Carter Pettit. That's your Winter Warriors.
Coming into this game, did we hear that Gunnar Gouel was the nation's leading rebounder.
Yeah,
out of the pack.
Yeah, that's what we got on our stat. We're going to roll with it, whether he is or not, Steve. And here we are. Owen Wimpy. Blackhawks. Their starting lineup in just a moment. Number 10, a junior Dominic Shorewood. Number 12, a senior Quinn Adelstead. Number 20, a junior Colin Britt. Remember some of these Owen Whitney players, Steve, from earlier? A senior, number 22, Vince Hankey. And a junior, number 24, Mason Gay. That's the Owen Withy Blackhawks. And this game set to go underway in just a moment, tipping off for the Winter Warriors. Looks like that's going to be Malte Kaliander.
He's about a 6'5" or center here.
Yeah, Steve, I was down on the court trying to get some concessions a little bit, and I got to walk right past him. He's a tall kid out there. And number 20, Gunnar Gorell.
Going to tip off against Vince Hankey. He's another power, 6'5", I believe.
Yeah, I believe this Owen Whitney team plays a 1-3-1, if I remember right. Yeah. We're going to see what they're in right now. Might be a tough thing to do. And Owen Whitney, the tip-off goes out of bounds off of Owen Whitney.